night at Porter Hall.
Hello. Hi, Michael.
How's it going?
It's still going.
Yeah.
You can keep jamming for another hour.
Do you have another hour? Is that right? I'm trying to monitor on this. How's it going?
It's still going.
Yeah.
You can keep jamming for another hour.
Do you have another hour?
Yeah, another hour.
Great. Well, then
Rain's here now.
I can continue on for another hour then.
It's still going.
Fun. I should, okay, anyway, I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. Continue on for another hour.
A machine is just a machine. A person operates a machine.
I should, okay, anyway, I'll...
And so, knowing that instead of just having a bunch of machines stacked up, it's just you are really friends, people to talk to, people from misery. So that fundamental spirit is built upon. The ones that received or caused the most
Bye. Hello. Hey, it's Web Madman, aka Wayne here, and we're gonna be making some announcements soon for the 50-50 for Art Space tonight and a booty gig next week. We'll be coming in and doing that probably at around 4:30. So, meanwhile, back into the noise.
It's the Web Madman. Porter Hall, from Montreal.
Hello, Porter Hall from Montreal.
From Montreal. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's good to hear yours.
Hello, Porter Hall from Montreal.
Hopefully we'll be able to get together in person and make some noise someday soon.
For sure. Is Full Metal Booty still going?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. And actually, coming up on Wednesday, the 22nd, we're going to be playing at The Spill with a bunch of drone bands from Europe.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yeah.
Where?
At The Spill, which is on George Street here in... Yeah.
Sounds like a new venue last time I was there.
It is, and it's a really hot venue. It's run by Dave Toby and has some amazing stuff going on there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So, plug it again.
Full Metal Booty will be playing at The Spill on Wednesday the 22nd, and we're going to be closing off the night of, there's three or four drone bands that are coming from Europe.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to make it, I'm afraid. I am going to be heading performing at the Open Ear Festival in Kitchener.
Oh, cool.
Back to Ontario in about 10 days' time.
Cool.
No, maybe less. Actually, a week tomorrow.
Ah, cool.
So anybody who's thinking of going to check out Open Ears, there'll be a kind of a collaboration between myself and Mrs. Hall as part of the rare, what's it called, the Harbingers of Spring. It's an installation including 50 radios and a radio transmitter.
How cool.
Stuff in the woods.
High tech, low tech.
Right.
Well, it reminds me of when we played the Technoval. Do you remember that?
I sure remember that. Yeah, that was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
is that still going on? I've heard rumors that this was continuing.
I'm not sure. I'll have to go digging into that.
Right.
I know that the Ohm Festival has sort of changed gears the last few years and is now...
It's Killaloo.
Since Killaloo, they've turned into the reunion, it's a much more sort of closed gathering. You have to become a member. You can't buy tickets at the gate sort of thing.
Right.
And there's a certain amount of volunteer time you have to put in. And I understand they tried to shift away from the kind of electronic music festival that kind of got big and out of control.
Yeah.
Not fun
there's
anymore.
There is a certain kind of, protectionism that goes on in that community, isn't there?
Well, probably because, they're mainly based in Toronto and they've probably seen a lot of things be co-opted.
Yes.
So they're particularly sensitive to that kind of stuff.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Understandably.
Yes. Well, I'll continue jamming at this point, but it's certainly good to hear you and.
Yeah.
And maybe if there's time, I don't know, at the end of the hour, I'll chat with Pilot Canine, too.
Okay. He's actually right here.
I'm here now.
Yep.
I'm back.
Yeah, but should we jam and then chat, or is there time at the end of... I don't know how you do the show.
Well, in some ways, we've already now made the announcements that I was wanting to make. Although, as a side note, I should plug that Art Space is having their annual 50-50 tonight.
Oh, tonight?
It's tonight.
Tonight at 7 o'clock?
I am still on the list, the email list, so I was aware that it's happening, but I didn't see when it was happening. So.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. It's an April in Paris theme.
Right. Yep. I noticed that.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea to have themes.
Yeah, well, we've done that the last few years, and it's worked really well. People really enjoy it, so... And,
so do people make themed work too, art on it based on the theme, or is it
I don't
more
think
kind
anyone
of the event? You know,
took
the,
on that theme specifically.
Yeah, no, I think that the odd artist will throw something at it in that way, but for the most part, you know, it's the usual eclectic, wild kind of spread.
And where is it being held?
It's going to be at Art Space.
At Art Space.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, right next to the bus station.
Well, all you listeners, head out to it.
That's right. As a side note, just thinking of festivals and stuff, I was going to ask you on a personal note if you've gone off to the Rainbow Gathering recently. Or
not recently. The last time I went was about 4 years ago when it was in West Virginia.
Okay.
That's fairly recent, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, more recent than me. I haven't been since 99, so.
Oh, yeah. No, this was... we hadn't been in a while, but we went back and it was great. Although it was smaller than the West Coast gatherings.
Yep.
I don't know. I think that's traditional, but I'm more used to the kind of the Wyoming, California, you know, gatherings that are
right. Yeah. No, and that's, I mean, it's certainly one of those things that changes with region to region each year, and I think part of it is that there's a lot of other types of festivals that are happening now that tend to sort of dissipate.
Well, there's a whole kind of festival circuit. A lot of people, when we were at the West Virginia, oh, when we were in the, not the Nevada, Arizona gathering, a lot of people were going on to the
Burning Man and
Burning Man, which I guess that can that's. I had a friend. I have a friend in that. Well, really happening. Jim. He did a piece for Burning Man last year.
Oh, cool.
So, although it was a collaboration. I don't think he even went out there. I mean,
okay.
He was working on it with other people.
I've always I've been fascinated by it, but it's really expensive.
I know that the great thing about Rainbow is free.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah, and you know, very decidedly so.
Yes. Well, it's all part of the whole. I mean, exactly. Yeah, that's what I like about it too.
Yeah.
How much is it to go to Burning Man?
No, Ellen is actually on a Rainbow email list.
Oh yeah.
So she gets updates every now and again.
Right. Well, because I know that there's welcomehome.org.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's still going or not, but I remember that was the main place for info.
Yeah, that's going too. But there's a friend of ours from San Diego, Karen Zirk, who does a big email of upcoming events.
Oh, yeah.
And she does. She's been doing lots of, in addition to welcomehome.org.
Right,
She kind of has this listserv.
Right.
Huge one, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, Brian had just asked what the price of Burning Man is, and I'm not sure. I remember the last time I looked, it was around 150. It's probably way more now, though.
Yeah, you can go out, you find out easily online.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah. But I know that just looking at the admission price combined with getting there.
Yeah, no kidding. No
Whoa.
Kidding.
Yeah. So I guess, like, the other side of it is that I do know that they have a whole submission process for doing themes and stuff, and you can actually get compensated.
Well, that would be the way to go, I think, is to actually create an art piece to bring there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm sure that'd be, and it would be something to think, maybe
you don't
want to
be part of the audience.
That's right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and one of the things that's really attracted me with Burning Man the last few years is I've become a really big fan of Daniel Pinchbeck, Pinchback.
Yeah.
And he did a book a number of years ago called Breaking Open the Head.
Oh.
And he does lectures there every year.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, he actually hosted Alex Gray and his family. Really nice talks, like really interesting.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, there's a website called The Matrix Masters, and it has all of the lectures. You can download them and listen. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a question for you guys. It's quite unrelated. The only reason I thought of it is because I didn't grab a pen in time to write that down. And when really happening and Gogo and I are chatting at the beginning of the radio show, I don't worry because I can always
go back and listen again.
Download the stream afterwards. Yeah. I used to be able to download the Trent stuff, but I've lost the URL for it.
That's easy enough. I'll email it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you could email that to me, then I can. I went searching a while ago because I remember in the middle of the show. Occasionally, I'll toggle between the CFRU stream and the Trent stream just to see what you're doing. Then it was really great. And then I went back and tried to download it afterwards, and I couldn't find out how to download it. So I'd like to have that so that I can do that.
Right.
I just archive them. I mean, I have
Well, because I think that there's, you know, just they're not allowed to have that publicly available.
Right,
per se,
I know.
So.
Well, CFRU does allow that, but I know. But John Muir used to, he gave me the site when he first established it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he wouldn't mind if I...
Oh, no, no.
No, it's just that... know it.
Yeah, and right. I think that the main thing is that that's why they don't have a link from the main site and stuff like that. Yeah, and why we're avoiding actually saying it on the air.
It probably... Oh, of course we're on the air. Okay, then, email me that. That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think it probably CFRU is more is more aware of possible kind of
legal stuff.
Problems.
Yeah.
Trent and CFRU doesn't care, I guess.
I might actually want to bring this up. Actually, on that front, I just got in the mail at my request my termination contract from SOCAN. I'm quitting.
How come you're quitting?
They've gone too far for me.
In what way?
Well, I mean, it started way back with the private copying levy.
Yes.
That's against all blank media in Canada.
Right, I remember that. I hate that.
Yeah, yeah. It's still going, you know. Yeah.
You know.
No, I know, and it's still going. Every time you buy a blank CD or blank media. Yeah. But then more recently with Tariff 22, which is this tariff on internet rebroadcast. There's a tariff on that now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then more recently, they participated in the CRTC hearings.
Yes.
And every single stance they took, I felt myself being diametrically opposed to. So
I
can't be part of it, especially because I only get a little pittance once in a while from them.
Yeah. For what stuff? I'm curious. Do you
Mainly soundtrack work for shorts, like Lester had a piece that was bought by the CBC. And So when it was broadcast, I'd get a bit of cash of that.
Yeah, I haven't gone. I've never registered with CRTC or with
SOCAN. Yeah.
But CRTC thing. I remember the last time I was on this. I'm just kind of scrolling down the Trent site because the last time I looked, they still had posted something that Ellen and I wrote.
Oh yeah.
CRTC on Radio Art.
Okay.
Just quite representing the obvious, basically.
Mm-hmm.
How can it be either spoken word or music? There are other categories.
But yeah, no, exactly. No. Well, and I think that that's part of the thing, is that things like SOCAN have become this kind of bureaucratic monster.
Right, right.
And so that, yeah, so that you run into these, like, ridiculous kind of situations.
Yeah.
That really don't speak to the artist.
Right.
Well, any bureaucracy, its main aim is its own bureaucracy.
Exactly.
And anything that's inconvenient to the bureaucracy falls by the wayside.
That's right.
And there's
because it's not artists directly doing the work, you know, organizing.
Yeah. Well, and as a side note, in terms of commercially licensing my work, I'm now actually going to start using, there's a website called Jamendo.
Oh, yeah.
Jamendo.
Yeah.
And it's got, there's over 20,000 albums on there.
Oh, yes.
Of people that have released their stuff under the Creative Commons, and they offer a complete licensing system. So that if anybody wants to use your work commercially, then you can do that and get compensated for it and all that sort of stuff. So, but it's not compatible with SOCAN or other collection agencies. So that's the other reason why I'm stepping away from SOCAN, is so that I actually have other avenues.
Yeah, and it's important to support other avenues too, to broaden these things rather than narrow them.
That's right, and that I think is essentially what I'm feeling, is that SOCAN is just narrowing itself more and more, and I just can't be part of it anymore. So,
right.
Yeah.
Here, while we're talking, I want to throw out another website. Malisher Carcano has been invited to post some of our stuff on a site that is, I think it's just being created. It might not actually be up right now, but it will be. It's Plea, I can't pronounce it, but it's spelled Pleonasm.
Pleonasm?
Pleonasm.
Pleonasm
Music.
Okay. So it's
like, I got a a website or a blog spot or something right now, but it's
okay.
Something more, and it's PLEONASMMUSIC.
Right.
Blogspot. Check it out. We've got a piece on it called "Crawl to Safety" with Manlish Carcano.
Crawl to safety. Nice. Well, very cool.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, it's cool to hear that you guys are thriving in Peterborough still.
Yeah, well,
we've had a bunch of gigs recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's true. I was just going to say also, like, I'm planning on making a transition back up north again.
Oh, really?
Soon. Yeah.
Killaloo?
Yeah. Well, probably Maynooth, which is close to Killaloo.
Oh yeah.
And certainly I'll be plugging into the Killaloo radio scene. Do you know that there's a Killaloo radio station?
Oh, yeah. That's the reason we had Full Moon over Killaloo.
Right.
We had that the first year the radio station opened.
Nice.
There, that was the reason we chose Killaloo, out of the blue, really.
Cool.
But I think Trent Radio had been helpful in providing equipment to get them off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through connections with John Muir, you know, this whole idea of Full Moon over Killaloo,
right,
you know, was located there.
Right. No, I remember actually seeing the ads for that and stuff.
Right.
You
were there at the time?
I was living over in Lake St. Peter.
Oh, yes.
At Dragonfly Farm.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, close enough.
Aha. Oh, I think we've managed to come into pleonasm music here.
Oh,
and there's Manlish Carcano. Crawl to safety.
Our logo.
I want
T-shirts of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether our audio has been uploaded yet, but it will be.
Okay.
I should check that myself.
Yeah.
But I know it's
So I should actually, I'll let you know, and listeners out there, that it's actually PLEONASMMUSIC.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a problem with KK. I can't find what you guys are finding. I like the image, of course. But
yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, excellent.
Now,
yes, with the purple background, right? Yeah, okay, I see now. Yeah. Excellent.
Sound interesting.
So probably, I don't know whether that means that our audio has been uploaded to that.
Yeah, I'm looking. I there's a lot of info, but I don't see anything. I think, yeah, like they're in process.
Yes.
Because
it's a very new site.
Yeah. Yes, and it's very like kind of hand HTML.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, there's always a kind of a parody of that.
Yeah.
Well, you're a web mad.
I am.
You have to be very critical of.
Although I appreciate this kind of code brute style.
Yes.
Yes.
I was in a show in Ottawa a while ago called Media Povera, and it was like kind of Art Povera, you know, but with a contemporary kind of slant, you know, like.
Right.
You know. It was all kind of, exactly, media brute.
Yes. Yeah, well, I mentioned code brute because there is an actual code brute movement.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. If you do a Google search for code space B-R-U-T, just
right.
Brute. And yeah, there's a bunch of folks out there that's what they do.
Oh, good.
They're into making this kind of like... well, in some ways, very similar to Pleonasm music site, which is very rough, straightforward HTML.
We used to have a website, Manlisher, a long time ago. We have another blog spot. There's probably a link on there to it. But we used to have a... there's not a link to that. That's interesting.
No.
That's quite easy. You can Google Manlisher Carcano blog spot.
Right.
Like that. But... we used to have a website that Really Happening created, and this is 10 years ago or so, and he'd just taken the template, you know, for
sort
of design your own, and he changed as little as possible.
Right, yeah.
You know, it was so funny. It was like some corporate, you know, website, but you just changed the occasional image and, you know, the words.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
It was
very good.
It was a free site and we lost it.
Right. Right. That was probably back in the GeoCities type days, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, and there was a lot of different companies that were offering these free websites that, then their business model collapsed and poof.
Yeah. But it was great while it lasted. It was very funny.
Yeah. Just as a side note, have you seen David LeRivière's site? MK Ultra Foods.
Yeah, I don't know whether I've looked at it recently, but I remember he sent me a link to it some time ago, and I did see it.
Yeah, because he's kind of mocking that corporate type looking site.
Yes.
But yeah, layers and layers of corporate.
But especially with his links page.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a links page that's basically like to every
corporate criminal
in the world. Yeah. There's the military industrial state in tree formation.
Oh, that's nice. Very good.
Yeah. As only David could do, right?
Of course. Yes.
And one of the major things that he sort of quote unquote promotes on his site is what's it called? Liquid bacon?
Liquid bacon.
Yeah, liquid bacon. Yeah.
Which actually is...
I've come across some images for him that I got to send him.
Oh, nice.
Like bacon-related kind of images.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, where should we go from here? The other thing that I was wanting to do is get a plug-in for another local noise outfit that are calling themselves the Vallis Stem. And Vallis Stem... as in Philip K. Dick, Vallis.
Oh, Vallis.
Yeah. But on MySpace, their actual name is the Vallis Trajectory. So
I like that one better.
Although there's a really nice diagram next to their name, the Vallis Stem, of this kind of semi-random dots interconnected with lines. Which is, kind of very Philip K. Dick / chaos theory. but anyway, I was going to throw that on for a listen as well. But actually, now that we've done a bunch of talking and I've got the plug-in, we could I could let you go back to doing some noise jamming.
Okay.
Got another 15 minutes there.
Before I forget, though, I should mention that this is the last show of the regular season.
Yeah.
And Trent Radio is going to be off for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before we come back on again.
When you email me with the information I need to, about the archive, can you also tell me what dates you'll be back on again? I confirm that we're actually off the air next week. The CFRU has a shutdown of power on campus one day a year, and that's always on a Saturday, so it always affects our show. So
it's not Earth Day related, is it?
No, not at all. It has more to do with powers, different levels of power.
Right. Load balancing.
Yeah.
Although, if they were to synchronize it with Earth Day, that'd be like a really nice politically correct kind of coup.
Yeah, I think that would be really good. I don't think they're that visionary yet.
Right.
Maybe next year.
Right, it's a good suggestion. It's not only the radio station. I mean, it's the whole
campus.
So the station is part of the UC Center as well. And it's that building that's closing down. Otherwise, they would be visionary. I mean, the station itself, of course, would.
Well, as a side note with Trent Radio, I was wondering, now, does the actual station go completely off the air, or does it still continue with the Radio Free Peterborough feed?
There is something.
I think it continues with Radio Free Peterborough.
Cool.
In the past, they always had something on in those interim periods, because they're like about 3 weeks, aren't they? And then the summer season starts, or whatever.
The summer applications have to be in by tomorrow at noon.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Better get one in.
Right. Well, I'm actually going to be off for a lot of the summer, so I'm going to not actually do a show.
Right. Pilot K9, you're going to...
I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to try and do a multi-hour extravaganza every week.
Cool.
I did the last two summers.
Nice. Well, because that's what I was going to say, is that if you're doing that, then I'd love to, tap into that and, do some stuff. Even if I'm not here, do it through phone in or
I can stream.
Yeah. When you say multi-hour, how many hours?
Well, first year I did 5 hours.
God, that's grueling. Every week?
Yeah, usually I'd put on a documentary to start with.
Oh, yeah. Right.
While I was eating my pizza.
Right.
And, you know, waking up, having coffee.
What time did you start? What time did it start?
It went from noon till 5.
Oh, right. Excellent. That's really good.
So Mandelstam was right in the middle.
Right.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you should get if there isn't already on the computer in at Trent Radio in the studio, if you don't already have Skype, you should get load Skype up on it.
Right, as a way of keeping having
on
that
could,
audio.
Like, we could join on off Mandelstam hours if you wanted. We could join you. We could Skype in our contribution.
Right. It wouldn't be dependent on you being on the air down there. Yeah.
Right. No. I know that. Well, I have Skype and really happy to have Skype. GoGo still hasn't got a computer, believe it or not. It's amazing he can hold out.
All right. Yeah. No, there's still some diehards out there, right?
Well, you know, he does plan to get one. That's the thing. It's not as though he's, you know, opposed to it for on political, you know, like for any reason other than just
Well, that's like Hartley in Full Metal Booty. Of course, he's now, he actually has two computers.
Does he?
But he's not online. He refuses to be on the internet.
Right. Yeah,
and he wants the new Windows operating system off.
Oh,
so
the
go back to something.
Is it or?
Vista, yeah.
One of the new computers that he got has Vista on it, and he hates it.
Yeah. I know that he's not the only person that doesn't like Vista.
No.
I have a Mac and a PC in front of me open right now. My old PC, but I got a Mac, and it took me a while to learn the different, the different platforms, Mac, but I quite like having both. I've never found anything as good for Mac as Cool Edit, which is only for PC.
Right,
for editing sound, and so I still keep my old PC for audio. So.
Right. Have you checked out Audacity?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, it's a little rough around the edges, but I know that it works really well in the Linux system, because I'm hardcore Linux, right?
Yeah, oh, are you? Yeah, well, I've heard that Linux is the
future?
Probably the best, but yeah. Given that but you need to have more kind of programming skills.
Well, just like you're going through with the Windows to Mac, kind of, there is a learning curve. To be honest, the Linux systems are actually way easier now.
Are they?
Every 6 months, they go through like kind of an upgrade cycle, and they're getting
even the one that you've got installed on the computer at ArchSpace.
Yeah,
I didn't know what I was doing, but I opened it up and I figured out how to burn a disk.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Well, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I have looked at it in the past, and it seemed pretty dense for me.
Yeah, I would recommend in this day and age Ubuntu.
Oh yes.
Yeah, and that's all U's in it, so Ubuntu. And it actually, you can download the Live Boot CD, so you can actually boot from the CD.
Oh, really?
And have a look at it, check it out, and then it has a full like graphics way of installing it and everything.
Oh.
So no command line. You don't need to go to the command line if you don't want to.
So with the the boot disk.
Yeah.
Can it save all of your configurations in a file on your computer, so that every time you boot it, you'll get the same?
Right. Well, yes, but no. Like it doesn't install, right? But it leaves your operating system, your Windows or whatever, and then just puts it in alongside it.
Oh, it installs every time you boot.
Well, it can.
Oh,
like
okay.
This is what I'm saying. To keep it persistent, you would actually mount it on your hard drive, and then you could either boot into your Windows or into your Linux. So, yeah.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, no, and
it doesn't interfere with Windows at all.
No, and there's actually with Ubuntu, there's this thing they got called Wubi that allows it. You can actually run it from within Windows. And the neat thing with that is that it'll actually, if you've got Thunderbird and Firefox, it'll import all your bookmarks and all your email settings and stuff. So, yeah, no, it's gotten really streamlined, very slick.
I want to just tell you of a recent program I got for my Mac that is probably you've heard of. I don't know that. I think it's only for Macs. I'm not sure. Maybe
yeah.
Not. Wiretap.
Wiretap.
Yeah, I never had the problem with my PC. I could always kind of open up Cool Edit and record any audio
any
that
input.
I could hear.
Right.
But with my Mac, I couldn't do that, and I was frustrated because I'd get on the internet. I'd be on the internet, and I'd get a great wave, and I couldn't, I could go through the process of download it and but this wiretap, you open, you have that.
Right.
You can press record and you can record anything you're hearing.
Right.
It's a little bit like one of those, I don't know, you know, the you know, screen, you know, photo. You can take a screenshot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's like a screen capture for audio.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a screen capture for audio. So if you have multiple, you know, audio happening, then you can just open up Wiretap and record it all.
Right. The other thing to look at for the Mac, because it's actually, it was developed in the Linux, Unix world, but it's available for Mac, called Jack. The Jack Audio Connection Kit.
Oh, yeah.
And does similar sort of things. And it allows you to tap into specifics of your hardware, wire programs together.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have one streaming into another one, et cetera.
So like rewire for
exactly.
Windows.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. No, and
a little bit like a, you know,
a mixing board.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was thinking of some of the. Remember that program a while back that I had and then I've lost and I can never been able to get it again. It was basically utilizing PD. You know.
Pure Data. Yeah.
It was a kind of a looping thing.
Oh yeah.
What was it? I think I know that Brian, you had a, you
Audio Mulch.
Audio Mulch, that was it. Yeah. I haven't played with it since I lived in Peterborough, but I had a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not exactly the same, except for I love the simple graphics, you know, with RPD, in fact, you know, I discovered later.
Right.
But of just linking one thing to another and then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can even do feedback loops. That
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, directly, like.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Yeah,
do you ever work with that?
Yeah, if you like, I can send you a cracked version, which I probably shouldn't be saying on the air. You can also download the free one from the guy's website, but it only lasts 30 days or whatever.
Is it Miller Pluckett?
What?
It wasn't Miller Pluckett who did that, or something, person who created...
don't know.
We knew him. It turns out that he actually created... Max MSP, I think. No. What was it? Was that it? Yeah, I think. The thing is, he made the one, and then it went commercial, and so then he started making PD as a kind of because he was very committed to open source.
Open source, right? Yeah.
And so PD was a second version of something that he had made, but the first version has gone on to be quite a commercial success. And I think it's Max MSP that it is.
Right.
You know, you've heard of that.
That sounds familiar, yeah. Because I'm also thinking of, there's a language, C-Sound. I don't know if you've worked with that at all.
No.
But I know that there's, yeah, that's a whole other, it's a processing language. And so you can build things out of it.
Nice.
Yeah. In the same way, the same people that use PD and get into really programming it, a lot of them are also into C-Sound as well and all of that stuff. Because it's the C, as in the letter C, because I think it's, you know, it's analogous to C programming language, but for audio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a little bit more hardcore. Because, although PD is pretty hardcore.
It is. I did take a kind of a little course on PD, but I could get it to do so much, but then I couldn't, like, you know, it was hardcore.
Yeah, no, exactly.
But I enjoyed doing it. I mean, it wasn't something that I ultimately have used very much.
Yeah, well, it's usually about, you know, how much time you have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all those learning curves.
Yeah, and the older you get, the less time you have.
Yeah. until you get really old, then you got all the time.
I guess so.
When you're old and wise.
Yeah.
Certainly it doesn't give you much time.
but then you're too cranky to do anything.
Yeah. You know, I have to go. Speaking of all of time and all of that.
I know, I'm seeing we're down to the last few minutes.
I promised my son's out of town, but my daughter and my Mrs. Hall, we're planning to go out.
Okay.
Now, so I should bid you guys adieu, but I must say it's been really a pleasure joining the Trent end of things for a change.
Yeah.
And if we can get Skype on, you know, in the studio there, then we can, I could do that more regularly.
Right.
Maybe others too, if you guys wanted.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. No. And I, because yeah, like I mean, that's part of.
I'll learn something about that and talk
okay.
to John.
Put in a request for that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You have to ask John, obviously. But yeah. You know, it's, you know, it's pretty easy. It's a free thing you can load up if he's amenable.
Yeah.
And we do, we have it at the station in Guelph.
Uh-huh.
And the station, like the tech guy there, he's the one who's really encouraging.
Yeah.
He thinks it would be great for Manlisher to have links all over the world, you know, like all. I don't know how you can have many instances. You can have a conference audio call of many, many instances.
Right.
I think for video, you can only have two people on video at the same time.
Right. Well, that's pretty bandwidth intensive.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is part of a plot, actually, for Manlisher to take over.
Exactly.
The entire
exactly.
world.
It's taken
That's
us
right.
a while, but we're slowly expanding.
Wonderful.
How many? Six cities now?
Six cities, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and then I can say I knew you when.
Right, when we were only three. Okay,
cool.
Bye-bye.
Okay, see ya.
Okay, cheers.
All right.
Well, and then well, that was fun.
That was. No, that was very cool. That's, you know, progressing with the idea of...
Okay, see ya.
Oh, where'd that come from?
That's cassette two.
Oh, okay. Oh, I meant to. I didn't know I was turning that up. Now, you've handed me, if you would like to pronounce it, because I'm sure I'm going to pronounce that wrong.
Tanya Tagak.
Tagak, right. Which is throat singing.
Well, a lot more than that.
A lot more than that.
Throat singing, techno, and rap. It's a pretty diverse album.
Cool.
This is her second album.
Uh-huh.
Oxblood.
Okay. Well, because, yeah, she did a performance not long ago, right? Well, I guess in the winter.
I don't know. It was probably a year and a half ago that I saw her perform
okay.
at the Market Hall.
Okay.
It was a great show.
Right. No, I remember seeing the ads and stuff for it and being sort of intrigued by what she did.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. Well, we're gonna
do a station break maybe.
Yeah. Do a station break and. Then